In the former Soviet Republic of Azerbaijan, the son of President Haydar Aliyev appears to be on the verge of taking power. Opposition groups are protesting what they see as an attempt to create the first de facto dynastic succession in an ex-Soviet state. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Azerbaijan's capital, Baku.
In Baku's old town, workers are renovating the ancient Shirvan Palace. Perched on a hill, Shirvan overlooks the Caspian Sea and decrepit offshore oil drilling platforms. The palace was home to the last local dynasty which ruled here in the 16th century. 41-year-old Ilham Aliyev is the would-be heir to the newest dynasty. He's gearing up to take the reins from his father, 80-year-old President Haydar Aliyev. This month, Ilham was hastily named prime minister by the country's essentially rubber-stamp parliament after his father's health worsened. Haydar Aliyev is undergoing treatment in a clinic in Cleveland for heart and kidney problems and has not been seen in public for weeks. Officials have been secretive about his condition. Should Haydar Aliyev die, Ilham would take over before new elections can be held. After taking over as prime minister, Ilham Aliyev sought to portray an image of being in control and denied any power vacuum. Presidential aide Rustam Mamedov says all the talk of a dynastic succession is exaggerated. He says it's no different than the success of the Bush family in U.S. politics.
For example, Muhammad Ali's daughter also became a boxer. All of the things run in families. Ilham Aliyev was raised in the political aura of his father.
Both Haydar Aliyev and son Ilham are candidates running in a presidential election scheduled for October. Many expect, though, that the president will soon drop out in favor of his son. Political analyst Leila Aliyeva, who is not related to the ruling family, notes widespread fraud has stripped elections in Azerbaijan of their legitimacy.
In fact, this is a dynastic transfer of power, although legally it looks okay.
Some state-run newspapers have described Ilham Aliyev as possessing a genetic right to rule. Opposition parties have protested what they say is an attempt to form a de facto monarchy. Ilgar Mammadov of the National Independence Party notes Azerbaijan was the first Muslim democracy in the world during a brief period of independence from 1918 to 1920. He says now it's in danger of becoming a family-dominated country along the lines of Syria or Jordan.
That's not an example for us. We're a member of the Council of Europe. We want to become a European country, a European democracy in the future. And if we just fail in this struggle for the basic principles of democracy, I think consequences can be very bad.
Opposition parties are unhappy with the U.S. for what they see as tacit backing for the handover of power. The U.S. congratulated Ilham Aliyev on his appointment as prime minister, notes Elhan Mekhtiev of the opposition Musavat party.
These parties were expecting that U.S. will take very neutral and very objective position. But on the contrary, they have clearly supported Ilham Aliyev's succession, and we know the reason for that.
The reason, Mekhtiev and some others here believe, is oil. U.S. and Western companies are investing billions in Azerbaijan's offshore Caspian Sea oil and gas fields. The Caspian is a future alternative energy source to the Middle East, and the West does not want to rock the boat by undermining Ilham Aliyev's authority, says analyst Leila Aliyeva.
I think Ilham Aliyev is rather a convenient figure.
Azeri opposition parties, by contrast, are notoriously riven by factionalism. Ilham Aliyev, who speaks English, is also seen as a pragmatic pro-Westerner. But Eldar Namazov, a former aide to the president, says the younger Aliyev lacks his father's charisma and political instincts. Aliyev has run Azerbaijan for most of the last 30 years and once served on the ruling Soviet Politburo.
Эта фигура по-своему легендарная и феноменальная.
Haydar Aliyev is a phenomenal and legendary political figure, Namazov says. Ilham Aliyev does not have the resolve or influence to continue in his footsteps. Many describe Ilham as having been reluctant to take over power, and he's had a difficult time shaking off his reputation as a playboy. Namazov predicts political instability once the handover of power is completed. Despite potential future oil wealth, most Azeris are still poor. Namazov says mounting social discontent could challenge Ilham Aliyev's hold on power. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News.